We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. NFL's partnering with Botham Jean's family to try and send a message about the need for people to come together to help their community.
A Dallas police officer shot and killed Botham Jean in his own apartment in 2018. Jean's family has now recorded a public service announcement for the NFL.
The world has lost a great man. He was destined for greatness.
Botham was everything to us. I just can't do without him being there.
Jean's dad, Bertram, talked about his other son hugging Amber Geiger after she was sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Why should there be hatred for each other? My young son demonstrated forgiveness. Brent, forgive one who just killed his brother.
The public service announcement's part of the NFL's Responsibility Program. The NFL says the program highlights the need for people to come together to change their communities. Jean's family says the PSA delivers an important message about empathy and unity. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
This morning, a teen's mom files suit against the DISD. Mark Strickland died Saturday after another student shot him January 9th during a high school basketball game. The suspected shooter is a student. He's charged with the teen's murder. After the shooting, Dallas Superintendent Dr. Michael Hinojosa announced security changes at district sporting events for a time, including a clear bag policy and a ban on other bags. They're hoping to get a fresh start with community. The Fort Worth Police Department hosting public forums aimed at building trust. Among those attending last night's forum, Melvin Lee, who came to listen.
I know what it's like, you know, especially being African-American male, and you would get, you know, kind of stereotype, get labeled just being an African-American male. But I was able to overcome a lot of different things.
The audience found out a new police monitor is going to start work soon and an outside panel reviewing department policies. Less than 3 months to go before the recall election, McKinney City Councilman LaShadian Shemwell is going to court to try and limit the vote.
Political opponents of Shemwell got enough petition signatures to force a recall vote on May 2nd. Among their complaints is a statement from Shemwell that North Texas is under a black state of emergency due to several high-profile police shootings where blacks were killed. Shemwell objects to the fact that the recall will be voted on by all McKinney residents, pointing out he was elected only by the voters in his own district. Believing the recall should also be limited to his district, Shemwell has filed in federal court to acquire a temporary restraining order. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
More and more people are suffering from the flu this season. Dallas County sees a higher flu rate than in other parts of the country.
The news comes as local health officials brace for what is historically the worst month for new flu cases. About 26% of all flu tests in Dallas County this season have come back positive. That's compared to 23% nationally. Dr. Philip Wong, director of the county's health department, says for some reason the flu season started earlier this year and has been affecting children.
In Texas, in Dallas County, there have been 8 pediatric flu-related deaths already in Texas. Just last Friday, we released a report confirmation of 1 pediatric-associated pediatric death in Dallas County.
Wong stressed it's not too late to get a flu shot. The CDC estimates that at least 6.4 million people in the U.S. have had the flu, causing 2,900 deaths. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Wise County Sheriff's Office needs your help to find whoever mutilated a dog in the fall. It happened in November. Animal control officers found a male mastiff cut in half. The sheriff, Lane Aiken, says the investigation to find the person who did it has not yielded any suspects.
We're offering a reward for information leading to the identification and the arrest of the person or persons who might have done this.
In Frisco, pet stores that don't maintain a certain level of care are going to be penalized.
The Frisco City Council just voted to update the city's animal ordinance, enforcing new regulations that mean pet stores need to shape up or shut down. Pet stores will be required to meet a certain standard of animal care and record keeping. Stores that fail to do so will face penalties and could even lose their permits to sell animals. The council's vote comes after the Humane Society released video of an undercover investigation at a Petland store. Now people are saying that all pet stores in Frisco need to be held to a higher standard.
We have some solutions there, and I think many of them are in this ordinance.
The new regulations go into effect in 30 days. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Company with thousands of employees in North Texas launches a new partnership. They're aimed at students who want vocational or trade degrees.
Lockheed Martin is launching a groundbreaking vocational scholarship for students pursuing vocational and trade degrees in an effort to develop the skills of workers who want to work in advanced manufacturing but don't want to go to a four-year college. The first-of-its-kind program within the domestic aerospace and defense industry will award up to $6,600 to 150 recipients each year. The company will also continue its STEM scholarship program, which will award 200 scholarships worth $10,000 per student. Those scholarships will go to students with a financial need that are pursuing degrees in engineering or computer science. Applications are open now until March 12th. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And congrats to the Dallas Zoo. They're celebrating the birth of a baby zebra. Zebra came into the world on January 6th. It's the first Hartman's Mountain zebra born at the Dallas Zoo. Baby boy's doing great. Started walking within an hour of his birth. His mom, Kia, is doing well. So is his dad. The zoo has not announced the zebra's name yet, but they are going to be announcing that soon.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.